Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be unlocking the secrets behind a process that's quietly shaping the world around us. Injection molding.
Yeah.
You encounter it every day in everything from your phone case to your car's dashboard.
Right.
We're going to uncover how it works, why it's so revolutionary, and why it's more than just melting plastic and pouring it into a mold.
It's true. The level of precision and innovation involved in injection molding is often overlooked.
Exactly. We'll be exploring a range of articles that really delve into the advantages of this process, especially compared to other ways of making things out of plastic.
Yeah.
You ready to have your mind blown?
I always am. Let's dive in.
Okay, imagine molten plastic being injected into a mold with the precision of a surgeon.
Wow.
Creating intricate shapes in a matter of seconds.
That's impressive.
That's the magic of injection molding.
Yeah.
It sounds simple, but the speed and efficiency are incredible.
Really?
Did you know some injection molding cycles are just seconds long?
Yeah.
That's how factories can churn out hundreds, even thousands of identical parts per hour.
That speed is a game changer for industries where high volume production is key. Think about consumer electronics or toys.
Right.
Injection molding allows companies to meet huge demands while maintaining incredible consistency.
That makes sense. But doesn't this speed come at the cost of design flexibility?
Yeah.
I mean, squeezing molten plastic into a mold doesn't sound very customizable.
That's where things get interesting. Injection molding actually allows for incredibly intricate designs.
Mm.
Remember those Lego bricks we all played with?
Yeah, yeah.
The complex interlocking features the smooth surfaces, even the lettering on each stud.
Wow.
All made possible by the precision of injection molding.
So it's not just about simple shapes.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Injection molding excels at producing parts with complex geometries, undercuts, and fine details that would be very difficult or impossible to achieve with other manufacturing methods.
I'm starting to understand why it's considered so revolutionary. Okay, so we've got speed and surprisingly complexity. What other advantages does injection molding have over other plastic manufacturing processes?
One of the most compelling is dimensional accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
Injection molding can hold incredibly tight tolerances, ensuring that parts fit together perfectly every time.
Mm.
Imagine trying to assemble a smartphone with parts that were even slightly off in size.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't work.
So precision is key.
Absolutely. Think about the frustration of assembling a cabinet with doors that don't align perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
Injection molding eliminates that problem by ensuring consistency in every single part.
That level of precision must be vital for industries beyond electronics.
You're right. It's crucial for everything from medical devices, where precise fit is critical for safety and functionality, to automotive components that need to withstand intense vibrations and stresses.
Speaking of cars, you mentioned car dashboards earlier.
Yes.
I've always been impressed by those sleek, flawless finishes, often with different textures.
Mm.
Is injection molding the secret behind that?
It often is. Injection molding often produces those smooth, polished surfaces straight from the mold, needing little to no extra finishing. And the molds themselves can be textured, allowing for different surface finishes like matte gloss or even leather-like textures, all without additional processing.
That's amazing. It sounds like it streamlines the entire manufacturing process, saving time and money. What about materials? I know there are tons of different types of plastic out there.
Right.
Does injection molding limit the kinds of plastic you can use?
Actually, it's quite the opposite. One of the great strengths of injection molding is its versatility when it comes to materials.
Okay.
We're talking about a wide range of options, including what are known as thermoclastics and thermosets, each with its own unique properties.
Okay, hold on. What exactly are thermoplastics and thermosets? Can you break that down for us?
Think of it like this. Thermoplastics are like butter. They soften when heated and solidify when cooled, and this process can be repeated multiple times. This makes them ideal for injection molding because they can be melted, injected into the mold, and then solidified into the desired shape.
Right.
A lot of everyday plastics like polyethylene used in milk jugs and plastic bags or polypropylene found in containers and bottle caps are thermoplastics.
So it's like melting and reshaping the same piece of butter over and over again. What about thermosets?
Thermosets are different. They undergo a chemical change when heated, permanently hardening into a rigid form.
Mm.
Think of it like baking a cake once it's baked. You can't melt it back into batter.
Right.
Thermosets are known for their durability and heat resistance, and they're often used in products that need to withstand high temperatures or harsh conditions like electrical components or certain types of adhesives.
So the type of plastic used is really dictated by the specific needs of the product?
Exactly. And this flexibility in material choice is a key advantage of injection molding.
But it gets even more interesting. Our research indicates that you can actually enhance these plastics with additives.
That's right. Additives allow us to fine-tune the properties of the plastic, making it stronger, more flexible, or more resistant to heat chemicals, or even UV light.
Can you give us an example of how that works in a real-world application?
Absolutely. Let's take fiberglass as an example. Fiberglass is incredibly strong for its weight. Adding it to a plastic, say one used to make a car part, can increase its strength fivefold, allowing for thinner and lighter components, which means better fuel efficiency for the car.
Wow. I never realized the material itself could be so customized. It sounds like injection molding allows for a level of control and precision that other plastic manufacturing methods just can't match.
It's true. And this precision, combined with the speed and material versatility we've talked about, directly translates to another major advantage: cost effectiveness.
Hold on, I thought injection molding was expensive. Didn't you say the molds themselves can be really pricey?
You're right. The initial cost of creating a mold can be significant. But that's where the magic of mass production comes in. The more units you produce, the lower the cost per unit becomes, especially as you factor in the reduced waste and the consistent quality that minimizes errors and rework.
So those initial costs are spread out over a large number of products. That makes sense. But how does the actual production process contribute to cost effectiveness?
The speed and automation we discussed earlier are key factors here. Because injection molding cycles are so fast, and because a lot of the process can be automated, you can produce a high volume of products with minimal labor costs.
That's impressive. But isn't all manufacturing moving towards automation these days? What makes automation in injection molding so special?
It's the level of precision and control that automation brings to the process. We're not just talking about replacing manual labor. It's about enhancing every step from the precise injection of molten plastic to the careful control of temperature and pressure throughout the cycle.
So it's not just about making things faster, it's about making them better.
Exactly. And this leads to another fascinating aspect of injection molding: its ability to support incredibly complex designs. We'll delve into that more in the next part of our deep dive.
That's a great cliffhanger. We'll be back in the next part to explore how injection molding is pushing the boundaries of design and shaping the products of the future. Welcome back to our deep dive into the world of injection molding.
Yeah, it's...
It's amazing to see how much there is to learn about this process.
It really is fascinating how something that seems so simple on the surface,
right,
can be so intricate and sophisticated.
Exactly. Last time we left off talking about automation.
Mm-hmm.
And how it's not just about speed, but about enhancing every aspect of the injection molding process.
Right.
But before we jump back into that, I'm curious about something.
Okay.
We've talked a lot about the technical advantages of injection molding.
Yeah.
But how does all of this translate into real-world quality for the products we use every day?
That's a great question. And it's really at the heart of why injection molding has become such a dominant force in manufacturing. Think about it. When you buy a product,
right,
you expect it to be well-made, reliable, and consistent.
Yeah.
Injection molding delivers on all of those fronts.
Okay, I'm following you. But how exactly does it guarantee that level of quality?
Well, we've already touched on a few key factors. Dimensional accuracy, for instance.
Okay.
Ensures that every part is produced to exact specifications.
Right.
This is especially important for products with multiple components that need to fit together seamlessly.
So it's not just about making sure a single part is the right size, but ensuring that all the parts work together harmoniously.
Precisely. And this level of precision minimizes the need for adjustments or rework during assembly, which saves time and money and reduces the likelihood of errors.
Right. So precision leads to efficiency and higher quality.
Hmm.
What else contributes to the quality advantage of injection molding?
Consistency is another major factor. Remember those Lego bricks we talked about earlier?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if each brick was slightly different, or if the studs didn't align perfectly.
Yeah.
It would be impossible to build anything. Injection molding ensures that each part, whether it's a Lego brick or a component in a medical device,
right,
is virtually identical to the next one.
It's like having a quality control guarantee built right into the process itself. No more wonky toys or mismatched parts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this consistency isn't limited to size and shape.
Mm.
Injection molding can also achieve incredibly consistent surface finishes.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about those sleek car interiors and phone cases.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of flawless finish straight out of the mold is pretty impressive.
Right.
It seems like it would save a lot of time and money on post-processing.
You're absolutely right. The molds themselves can be highly polished, resulting in parts that require little to no additional finishing.
Yeah.
And as we mentioned before, you can even incorporate different textures right into the mold itself.
Right.
Think about the soft touch finish on some electronics or the textured grip on a toothbrush. Injection molding makes it possible to create those effects without additional steps, which streamlines production and reduces costs.
That's a great example of how efficiency and quality go hand in hand with injection molding.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the materials themselves? We talked about how injection molding allows for a wide range of plastics.
Yes.
But does the choice of material affect the quality of the final product?
Absolutely. Material selection is crucial, not just for the functionality of the product or for its quality and durability as well.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you're designing a product that needs to be resistant to impact,
right,
you might choose polycarbonate,
okay,
which is known for its strength and durability.
Mm.
It's often used in safety glasses, helmets, and even bulletproof glass.
So it's not just about shaping the plastic. It's about understanding the properties of different plastics and choosing the one that best suits the needs of the product.
Precisely. And remember those additives we talked about earlier?
Oh, yeah.
They play a crucial role in enhancing the quality of the final product as well.
You mentioned adding fiberglass to make a car part stronger. Are there other ways additives can impact quality?
There are tons. For instance, you can add UV stabilizers to prevent plastics from fading or becoming brittle when exposed to sunlight.
Mm.
Think about outdoor furniture or playground equipment. Those often contain UV stabilizers to protect them from the elements.
That makes sense. So you're telling me that the plastic in my garden chair has been specially formulated to withstand the sun's rays.
Exactly. And the colorants used in plastics are often chosen not just for aesthetics, but for durability as well. Some pigments are more resistant to fading or discoloration, ensuring that the product looks good for years to come.
It's incredible to think about all the science and engineering that goes into something as seemingly simple as a plastic chair.
It really is.
Yeah.
And all of this, the precision, the consistency, the material selection, and the use of additives, contributes to the overall quality and reliability of products made using injection molding.
Okay, so we've established that injection molding is pretty amazing when it comes to quality and efficiency. But what about sustainability? Is this process environmentally friendly?
That's an important question, and one that the industry is increasingly focused on. The good news is that injection molding has a number of inherent advantages when it comes to sustainability.
I'm relieved to hear that. What makes it so sustainable?
First and foremost, it's a very material-efficient process. Remember how we talked about the precise control over the amount of plastic injected into the mold?
Yeah.
This minimizes waste, and any leftover material can often be reground and reused in future production runs.
So very little material actually ends up in the landfill.
That's the goal. And many of the plastics used in injection molding are recyclable.
Right.
So even when a product reaches the end of its life, the material can often be recovered and used to create something new.
That's good to know. Are there any other sustainability considerations with injection molding?
Energy consumption is always a factor in manufacturing.
Right.
Heating the plastic to its molten state requires energy.
Yeah.
But advancements in injection molding technology are helping to reduce this energy footprint. For example, some machines use more efficient heating systems and incorporate energy-saving features like regenerative braking, which captures energy that would otherwise be wasted.
So it's a process that's continuously evolving to become more sustainable.
Right.
But what about the plastics themselves? Are there more eco-friendly options available for injection molding?
That's a hot topic in the industry right now. There's a lot of research and development going into bioplastics, which are made from renewable resources like cornstarch or sugarcane. These materials can be biodegradable, compostable, or even carbon neutral, depending on the specific type.
That's exciting. Are bioplastics already being used in injection molding?
Absolutely. You'll find them in everything from food packaging to disposable cutlery to even some automotive components.
Wow.
They're not suitable for every application, but as the technology advances, we can expect to see bioplastics playing an even bigger role in sustainable injection molding.
So it sounds like the future of injection molding is not just about innovation and efficiency, but also about responsibility and environmental stewardship.
You've hit the nail on the head. It's about finding ways to create high-quality, durable products while minimizing our impact on the planet.
Well, this has been an eye-opening discussion about the quality and sustainability of injection molding.
Yes.
But now I'm really curious about what the future holds for this incredible process. Are there any exciting developments or innovations on the horizon?
There are always new things happening in the world of injection molding. New materials, new technologies, and even entirely new applications are constantly emerging. We'll explore some of these exciting developments in the final part of our deep dive.
I can't wait. We'll be back shortly to explore the future of injection molding and see how this revolutionary process will continue to shape the world around us. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've been on quite a journey exploring the ins and outs of injection molding.
Yeah.
We've seen how it's revolutionized manufacturing with its precision, efficiency, and incredible versatility.
It really is a fascinating process.
Exactly. But now I'm itching to look ahead.
Okay.
What's next for injection molding? What innovations are on the horizon that will continue to shape the world around us?
The future of injection molding is incredibly exciting. It's all about pushing boundaries, exploring new possibilities, and finding even better ways to meet the evolving needs of our world.
That sounds promising. What are some of the key trends shaping this future?
One of the biggest trends is the continued advancement of automation.
Okay.
We've already talked about how automation enhances precision and efficiency.
Right.
But it goes far beyond that. Imagine a world where artificial intelligence and machine learning are integrated into the injection molding process.
Okay, that sounds futuristic. What would that look like in a real-world setting?
Picture this. Self-adjusting machines that analyze data in real-time, optimizing parameters like temperature, pressure, and injection speed to minimize waste and maximize quality.
Mm.
They could even predict potential problems before they occur.
Wow.
Preventing costly downtime and ensuring consistent production.
So we're talking about smart machines that can learn and adapt on their own. That seems like something out of a science fiction movie.
It might sound far-fetched, but it's closer than you think.
Really?
Companies are already experimenting with AI-powered systems that can monitor and control every aspect of the injection molding process, leading to even greater precision, efficiency, and quality.
That's incredible. What other advancements are on the horizon?
Another exciting area is the development of new materials. Remember those bioplastics we talked about?
Oh, yeah.
That's just the tip of the iceberg. Researchers are creating entirely new polymers with properties that were once considered impossible.
So it's not just about making plastic more sustainable, but about making it smarter and more versatile.
Exactly. We're talking about plastics that are stronger than steel, lighter than aluminum, and even capable of conducting electricity or changing color in response to their environment.
Wow, those are some serious game changers. How would those kinds of materials impact the products we use every day?
Think about it. Cars that are lighter and more fuel-efficient electronics that are more durable and flexible, medical implants that are biocompatible and can integrate seamlessly with the human body. The possibilities are endless.
It sounds like we're on the cusp of a materials revolution, but with all this talk about innovation, I'm curious about something. We've talked a lot about the environmental impact of injection molding.
Right.
How will these new materials and technologies affect sustainability efforts?
Sustainability is at the forefront of everyone's mind these days, and for good reason.
Yeah.
The good news is that many of these advancements are actually driven by a desire to create a more sustainable future.
That's reassuring. Can you give us some examples of how sustainability is being incorporated into these new developments?
Absolutely. Take those bioplastics, for instance. They're not just biodegradable. Some of them are actually carbon negative, meaning they absorb more carbon from the atmosphere than they release during their production and disposal. That's a huge win for the environment.
So instead of contributing to climate change, these materials could actually help mitigate it. That's pretty amazing.
It is. And even with traditional plastics, there are new recycling technologies emerging that can break down plastics into their basic building blocks, allowing them to be reused over and over again without losing their quality.
So we're moving towards a circular economy for plastics where they're constantly being reused and repurposed instead of ending up in landfills.
That's the goal. And injection molding will play a crucial role in this transition. Its precision and efficiency make it ideal for working with recycled materials, and the ability to customize material properties through additives opens up even more possibilities for creating high-quality products from recycled plastics.
So it sounds like the future of injection molding is not just about technological advancements, but about a fundamental shift in how we think about materials and manufacturing.
You've got it. It's about recognizing that innovation and sustainability go hand in hand, and that the choices we make today will shape the world of tomorrow.
This deep dive has been truly eye-opening. We've gone from understanding the basics of injecting molten plastic into a mold to exploring a world of smart machines, revolutionary materials, and a future where sustainability is woven into the fabric of manufacturing.
It really has been an amazing journey.
So next time you pick up a plastic product, I encourage you to take a moment and think about the incredible journey it took from raw material to finished product. It's a testament to human ingenuity, and the future is looking brighter than ever thanks to the innovations happening in the world of injection molding. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.
It's been a pleasure.